Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival, Rotterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 International Film Festival, Rotterdam, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Sanal Kumar Sashidharan, who is here presenting his film Sexy Durga in the Hivo's Tiger competition section. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
So, the first question, I'm going to open it up to you. Would you like to maybe introduce the film to our listeners and tell them a little bit about the story of the film?
There is no story in the film. Mm-hmm. There is no script also.
Yeah.
There is a concept only. I went with a concept and made the film straight away from the concept of the film. Mm-hmm. That was the way of making. And the concept is that in India, we consider women as goddess. One part. And at the same time, if the goddess is out in the street at midnight, then there will be something happening. There will be fear. That's the concept.
Yeah. Now, what makes you want to explore this concept?
Because in last 1 year, there had been a lot of gang rapes, this concept, this problem of what misusing this one and harassing people, especially women, on the street at night. So it is happening day by day. We are reading it in newspaper, and it has become just like we are used to that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I thought, I should do something.
And yeah. So it was also like you were outraged with this situation, and cinema provides you with the right vehicle to express your outrage.
Yeah, of course, because it's there and it is haunting me as a male citizen. I'm also ashamed that this is happening to a fellow citizen, and it is becoming only a subject matter of news.
Mm.
And only a subject matter of discussion. It is not no more any humanitarian issue.
You mean even in arts, somehow people don't want to deal with it in the arts sector?
Yeah, even in arts sector, I think these issues, humanitarian issues, are taken as only a subject.
Mm-hmm.
And they drain everything, emotional and humanity from that. And it is used as a selling point or something.
When you say that you didn't have a narrative at the start of the movie, like you didn't have a script, what do you exactly mean? How do you make a film like that?
I had an idea. I have something in my mind that how this will evolve and how it is going to grow in the location. So basically, I find the location. Location is very important for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I find the situation to grow with. And I find the artist and go to the location. And then there it happens.
Yeah.
It is just like an organic thing developing. And I will put away myself. And
nice.
I will become an observer. And then only small kind of touch that we should go this way, this way, this way.
In other words, the performances of the actors are also important, and they have to be very real.
Yeah, that's why. That's because of the freedom they have got.
Mm.
Because I have no instruction beforehand. You should do this, you should not do this, and all. I only put that this is your character, this is your history, this is your ambition, or this is your job, and all these things.
Nevertheless, I feel like in the film, some things are never said. And the viewer can also, has room to maybe think about what the situation is exactly. Was that also part of the intention?
Yeah, exactly. Because once a film is closed, then that will become stick to one time, one location, and one story. And
okay.
If it is not closed, then it is eternal.
Yeah.
And it will remain, it can suit any situation, any location, any place, any language.
Yeah.
So,
in other words, if you have a story, you're committed to the story.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, true. That's true.
The story is actually binding a film or an artwork to some place, some time,
mm-hmm.
and some personalities.
It restricts it.
Yeah, restriction.
So anyways, the film also interjects images of a real festival. Would you like to maybe tell us a little bit about this festival too?
Yeah, it's it's a ritual.
Yeah.
A ritual happening in South India. Southern India, and that also part of worshipping goddess Durga and some Variations of, there are a lot of variations of Goddess Durga. Yeah. Kali is there, Muthu Mariamman is there, so it will be difficult to pronounce for you. But yeah, lot of variations. They are all women goddess representing women. And all are men, you know, in the visuals you can see, all are men who are worshipping this goddess and giving all these sort of self-inflicted pains. This is the ritual. Just I want to put together with the film, with the fiction part, and this clubbing of non-fiction and fiction. I want to know how it evolves and what energy it makes and what story it tells.
So in other words, to actually put in real footage of this festival adds to and enhances the authenticity of the film.
I hope so, because reality, if you put fiction in reality, fiction in non-fiction, that will become a blend. And you won't be able to understand whether it is fiction also or whether it is non-fiction also.
There has to be a split.
Okay,
so another thing that I wanted to ask you is maybe on a technical level. I noticed that the film, for instance, also makes use of really long takes, and there's few cuts, especially in the scenes in the car, for instance. So can you tell me a little bit about working on a technical level, how you worked in with the camera and visually? Also, the light as well. I noticed that there's many scenes that are in darkness, and sometimes it's hard to distinguish the faces and the emotions.
Actually, the we wanted to shoot the entire film, almost 90% of the film in midnight. We went to shoot at 12 at midnight, and we had time till 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning. So because we want an empty this road, and we had a little budget only. This is very low budget movie, and my all the artists are my friends, and this technicians are my friends. So there is a wavelength working together, so it's easy to work. Whatever, how much it is difficult also, we could have handled this. And I also wanted long takes, long very lengthy shots, because to if I cut somewhere, then the audience will feel that, oh, there's a cut, there is a cinema. If I didn't cut, then it will become some more reality. That's why I couldn't cut. I was not really like to cut the film, cut the shot somewhere. And it was very difficult because the car was moving and the camera was moving around, and it was very difficult. But we had some device. We made some rigs attached to the car, and the sometime cameraman was tied there. So it was a bit dangerous.
You've got to improvise some of those experiments.
It was dangerous, but it came out very well.
Very good. Well, thank you very much for talking to us about it. It was a great pleasure, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much for this opportunity to talk.
Thanks a lot, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.